The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability session. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We're talking about having a sustainable Christmas. So to borrow from Hamlet, a real tree or an artificial tree? That is the question.
Oh, and you know what? It's the question that every single year I get to Google and I start researching, is there any new data on this? And the jury is still completely out.
Because if I have a tree for 20 years, an artificial one up in the attic, dust it down, put it up again, I would have bought 20 natural trees in the interim. So which is best?
Exactly. And look, this is the thing. And I think it's one of those sustainability questions that really is splitting hairs. As you say, if you have a really good quality tree and you take it down every year and you reuse it, that is so sustainable. If you have a real tree and you, you know, recycle it responsibly, you know, bring it to your local authority and they'll recycle it. Or if you're even more sustainable and you get a live tree and you replant it into the garden, that can be sustainable. So I think it comes down to really your personal preference. Mm. The data is very much split. There's no clear winner.
Well, now, Christmas crackers, we know there's so much nonsense around the tiny little goodie within.
I know, and the joke, which is always great fun, but about 10 million crackers will get pulled this Christmas, which is phenomenal. And as you say, Pat, it's full of plastic, it's full of waste, it goes straight into the bin after the fun. There's a great sustainable alternative. An Irish woman named Aoife McHugh has come up with a genius resealable cracker set. So it's got a little bit of Velcro on it. She fills it with loads of Irish goodies. And the great thing is, when you're finished with it and you've had your first go, you can fill it with whatever you want. So you can, you know, put some chocolates in there, put some sweets in there, pack them away with the decorations, and use them again and again. And I think I mentioned Aoife last year, but she's really exploded since then. So many companies are using them, restaurants are using them. So it's an amazing idea.
And can you get the little bang when you pull the cracker? I don't think so.
I don't think so, unfortunately. You'd have to make your own sound effect, but definitely worth looking.
But you could probably go online and find better jokes than the ones they have on the crackers.
And you certainly will find better jokes. Yeah, it's on everyone to bring their proper jokes this Christmas.
Now, one of the big problems of Christmas, food waste, because people don't want to appear to be ungenerous, so they buy loads of stuff and inevitably a lot of it's thrown out.
Yes, and I think the statistics around Christmas time, about 50% additional food waste, which is phenomenal. And I think there's also a lot of panic. Like, I remember growing up, there'd be no shop open for a few days, so you'd really stock up. Last year I ran out of gravy and there was a petrol station open in Mallow in County Cork. So I think people need to not panic, make your list, check it twice, don't overbuy. If you need stuff on Stephen's Day, go out and get it, but don't do, you know, the over stocking.
Now let's move on to wrapping paper. Again, so much waste.
So much waste. About 227,000 miles of wrapping paper is used in the UK, which is crazy. And I think the big thing with wrapping paper is people think because it's paper, it goes into the recycling bin. And this is just a PSA. Most wrapping paper can't go into the recycling bin because it either has glitter on it, it has some kind of foil, it got some kind of plastic component in it. So unless you're using a paper, very, very 100% recyclable paper, or you do something cool like the Japanese approach, which is called furukumi, I think, and it's about wrapping your presents in a scarf or using a reusable bag or doing something fun and creative. But just be careful when you're getting rid of the generic wrapping paper that you put it into your black bin if it's not 100% paper.
Now, you recommend we shop local.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Obviously, we know that if you spend locally, it's worth about three times whatever you spend to the local economy because you're supporting local jobs, all of that great stuff. And I think at this stage now of December, you know, people probably will be buying the last minute things. And we have so many amazing Irish businesses all across the country that need our support. Also great to remember that, you know, if you're buying, pop into the shop if you can, which is also, it's such a lovely experience, but also you're going to save on those last mile emissions. Saving on
now, you have some stat about the amount of stuff bought online that goes back, that's sent back.
So Black Friday, at least 12% of Black Friday purchases go back. And the one that got me this year, the new stat that came out this year was that 25 million Secret Santa presents go into the bin every year.
Wow.
People
so
don't
just
want
straight into the bin.
Straight in the, well, if you think about Secret Santa, there's usually a very, very low budget. Like, it could be a tenner. And what are you going to get a co-worker for that? So the message is, get them a gift voucher that they can use, or get them something that they're actually going to spend, but save
the tax. But
that
takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? A gift voucher for a tenner.
I know, but you know what? They did a survey and they found that 50% of people don't even want to use Secret Santa anymore, so skip it.
Christmas jumpers and party dresses.
Yes. Now, again, a great fun part of the year. I really sound like a Grinch with all of my Debbie Downers. I love a Christmas jumper. I love a Christmas sequiny dress. But again, it's just being mindful of the waste, because about a quarter of the Christmas jumpers go into the bin after people have worn them just once, which seems crazy. You know, if you invest in one, keep it, pack it away with the decorations, bring it out next year. The same with the sequin dress. About, I think, 1.27 million sequin dresses go into landfill every single year, which is crazy. So buy secondhand, buy pre-loved, rewear the one that you have. If you're going to a Christmas party, borrow from your friend, rent it. Just don't buy the fast fashion one and dump it afterwards.
And the idea of, I suppose, reinventing some garments you have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, change the, that's what I'm doing this year. I have a lovely dress. I'm going to change the accessories, you know, get a fancy new pair of sparkly tights, perhaps. But just trying to rethink what you have, borrow, rent, just please don't buy and throw away.
Just about the attitude to all of that now, has that changed? You know, when you see Kate Middleton, for example, and she's wearing the same coat, there was a time they say, how dare she? She should have had a new coat for our opening or whatever she's going to.
There was, and people really thought it was, you know, it was a bit of a slight. Now I think it still makes headlines when people are just shocked. They're like, oh my God, she wore it again, which is great. It just needs to become even more normal that you just wear things over and over, be photographing things over and over, and it's totally okay.
Jo Lennon, who is a climate editor with Sunday Times Ireland, thank you very much and a very happy Christmas.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.